love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So here is Wednesday's tap end for you.
Excited?
I am, it's nearly Christmas.
Right guys, I'm going to take you to my 21st year at the tap end if you're keen.
I am we three keens. I thought I'd go for a Christmas keen.
Should have saved that for the Christmas special.
Yeah,
no,
you should.
It's alright, we're in Advent.
I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Okay, if you're going for Christmas, I will as well.
Okay.
I am Nat Keen Cole.
I'm sure we...
Right.
Great one. Okay, right, ready.
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 Ready. I had had a fantastic 21st birthday party. Everyone had donned school uniform, and we'd had a wicked night in my student house, and then, of course, Jester's. My housemates had gone to loads of trouble decorating the house. They'd even bought me a massive inflatable train, which they filled with a special birthday cocktail, which everyone at the party could drink from.
What was in the cocktail, please?
I don't... it was everything. Basically, I call it a cocktail. It was a mess. Mm. It was the perfect start to a quality weekend ahead. I was still working at my old Halls bar, Glen Bar, in Glen Eyre Halls in Southampton.
Oh, this is going to be another one of those episodes where it's like, Glen Bar, Glen Bar, Glen Bar, Glen Halls, Glen Bar Halls, Glen... My mate Glenn. Glen Bar.
Except bizarrely by now, I was one of the managers. Everyone was good mates at the bar, and we had arranged a trip away for all the staff that wanted to get involved. We had found a bar in Donegal, in Ireland, that was also called Glen Bar. So we decided to make the journey. Glen Bar in Southampton was heading to Glen Bar in Ireland. It was a bit of a mission, but despite how we were all feeling from my birthday party the night before, we flew to Dublin Airport. I had made up some special bar shirts for the trip, with nicknames on the back. They were very similar to our normal bar shirts, but Irish-themed. We stayed in a hostel the first night in Dublin, so that we could all have a night in a place called Temple Bar. I had my first ever pint of black stout that sounds like Winnis. For some reason, and I'm not sure if it's just psychological, but it tasted better in Ireland. Do you find this?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's because it's fresh. Like, you get it straight out the... pipe, don't you?
That's good knowledge.
Good knowledge.
No? I don't know.
My only thinking with it is it tastes nicer because you're in Ireland.
Yes.
For some reason, it just matches up. It's like when you have Belgian chocolates in Belgium or cheese in France. I imagine it's the same. Or baguettes in France. They always taste nicer, don't they? It was a great night, apart from a small scuffle with another group of lads, all in shirts, who took a disliking to my attempt at Irish dancing.
Oh my God.
Like the Lord of the Dance, I found it difficult to control my feet and accidentally kicked someone hard in the shins.
Could you do a little bit for me now?
It wasn't...
Just a quick one.
Okay. Okay, I can do. Do you have any Irish music to hand?
Oh yeah, sure I do.
So I didn't prepare for this.
And you have just had a curry for lunch, so...
I have.
This could all go wrong. Okay.
Okay, I got some. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
He's actually quite good. He's got a very... his top half...
Good. You've got to keep your back straight.
You've got... You suddenly went so erect. And then...
Thank you.
Your head, it just didn't move. The whole of your torso didn't move. And your right leg was, like, jutting out into all sorts of positions.
Exactly.
That was impressive.
Thank
but
you.
I could see how an innocent bystander could have got injured.
Yeah.
Because it's quite...
it's hard to control.
It's quite aggressive.
Yes.
Have you got Irish roots, Chris?
I have, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, you can tell that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in your blood.
Just in your... No, it's just in his right leg.
Yeah.
Not feeling the greatest, but excited about visiting the Irish Glen Bar, we boarded coaches to take us all the way to Donegal. It took about 3.5 hours, but we eventually arrived at the bus stop and jumped in cabs to take us to the house that we had rented in Donegal. The place was quality. It was a massive house with amazing views over fields and the sea in the distance. If anything, it was probably a bit too nice for us. Looking at the view for so long was a big mistake, though. Everyone else ran in and shotgunned all the nice rooms in the house.
Do you end up sleeping in the bath or something?
No, I had to stay in the living room. I think it was me, Gus and Sperm.
I'm not going to ask.
We got into cabs and before long arrived at a small Irish pub called Glenbar. It was really exciting. We travelled all this way. Glenbar in Southampton was meeting Glenbar in Ireland. We went through the door and there stood right in front of us was a naked Louis Walsh.
What?
Now, what's happened there? Have you had a go on my script?
You walked our way earlier, because me and Chris sit next to each other. You walked away earlier, I was like, this is so dull. All I could see on it was Glenbar, Glenbar, Glenbar. So I thought I'd add a little bit into...
Oh, so this is you?
Make it a bit more exciting.
You've changed it.
You've typed it in and everything.
Yeah. Always leave a locked screen.
I proofread this. How did I not spot that?
You could see a naked Louis Walsh a mile off. You just, like, you didn't even notice.
Oh, that's not meant to be in there.
Okay. What was it?
Louis Walsh wasn't there.
Right.
Nor was he naked.
The staff looked a bit concerned. No, you see, the problem is, this has changed my story, Becky. Don't do this again. The staff looked a bit concerned. It was a quiet little place. A couple of people propping up the bar, and we had just burst in, all in our bar shirts.
Does anyone else still
picture
of Louis
naked? Walsh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really annoying. I think you've actually ruined this story.
They're in the
now.
Corner, all casual.
Hello there.
I can't. Oh my God. Why have you done this?
You're in the final.
I was painting an image up to then. It all felt a bit awkward, and I didn't get the impression the locals thought much.
You are the next big boy band.
I can't believe how well it's worked.
I've just got Louis Walsh in the corner. Naked.
It's really burned it up, I think.
Oh, no. We walked in shouting, I'm Glenbar till I die.
What was Louis doing?
The barman who served us was a good bloke, though, and agreed to serve us all. We all had a pint of Smithwick's, which is apparently what the locals drink. But then, from the back room of the pub, we heard music. We walked around the side and a small band was set up playing songs. They were all quite old, but looked like the real Irish deal. An hour or so later, all the locals and us were sitting around joining in and singing along. They were playing loads of old songs, but really good ones, like Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, a song called Galway Girl, and Cannonball by Damien Rice. As the night went on, everyone was singing and dancing. It couldn't have been more perfect. And then the main singer asked if anyone would like to sing. I was well keen. I'm not the greatest singer, but by then I didn't care. He handed me the guitar, so wanting to impress the locals and all my mates, I tried to think of an Irish party song that everyone would know.
What, singing and guitar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I play the guitar, don't you? Did you know I play the guitar?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. We've never really done that, have we? Sat around with me and the guitar and all just had a sing song.
I know why. But do you want to do that?
No.
No?
Especially if naked Louis Walsh is there.
No, Louis Walsh isn't there.
Do you often invite like your friends around just to sit and watch you play guitar?
Me, Dougsy and Webbo once tried to set up, I think it was around the time Busted were out, and we saw an opportunity there. We tried to set up something like that, but I was the only one who played the guitar, so they'd just... mime along.
Are there any recordings of these anywhere?
There probably are somewhere. I remember once
maybe Dougsy has some.
I wrote a song all about the steward at Watford Football
Oh,
Club.
Oh, please. That could be on the Christmas special.
Which was actually really emotional, all about how he protects us. Yeah. I'll try and see if... I know I've got them all recorded somewhere. I'll try and find some of these songs.
Yes, please.
Maybe Saturday night.
Wait. Sorry, you want to come around and have a sing-song with me on Saturday night?
Yeah.
I tried to think of an Irish party song that everyone would know. The band had already done all the obvious Irish ones I could think of, but then it hit me. I had what I thought was a brilliant idea. If you've got the audio tape to accompany this, press play now.
Okay, hang on.
I started strumming the opening chords to The Proclaimers, 500 Miles. It was a nice simple song to play, and my mates started to join in. But the locals didn't look keen. And I could see my mate Marcus trying to signal to me something. He was mouthing something to me. I could hear the band behind me starting to talk. And just before the chorus came in, Marcus leant forward and whispered in my ear, That's Scottish, mate. It was a massive error.
Really big, yeah.
I thought that song was Irish.
Did you?
I did. I never really thought it through. I thought it was perfect for the time.
How did you ever think that was Irish?
I just, I don't know. I thought it was. Like, I was in too deep. I just carried on into the chorus. I was in a beautiful local Irish pub singing a Scottish anthem. It was one of the more awkward performances of my life. But I had too good a time that night to really care. When I look back now, it was a great night with friends, some of whom I haven't been able to see much since uni. I miss them all, though, and even though a bit of time has gone, I think about them a lot. I didn't know what to expect when we set off on our trip to Ireland, and apart from my mistake in that bar, it couldn't have been better. It just goes to show, and I stand by this, that the best nights are always the unplanned ones.
You could never have planned for Louis Walsh to have been in that pub naked.
Louis Walsh was not in the... He wasn't there.
What did he make of the Proclaimers?
No.
I liked him.
You're true.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did...
24 years at the top end. 24 years
at the top end.
Unofficial Mills.